Okay, to everyone, Tesva Macheshvan. Today's shiur is Lila Nishmas Yaakov Yitzchok Tzvi ben David Alevi and Tzvi Hirsch ben Meir. Thank you for the sponsor. We're holding in Siman Yud Beis Halacha Chaf Aleph. If a person rents a house in Chutzaltz, he's exempt for 30 days. It's called Diras Arai. If he's planning on living there for a long amount of time, then there really is an Aruch HaShulchan that says that he should make the bracha right away. In Eretz Yisrael, the person, when he rents a house, is obligated right away, unless he's in a hotel. Hotel, a person is potter even in Eretz Yisrael. After 30 days, it's interesting, especially in the time of Corona, people in a hotel for more than 30 days. If a person's in a hospital, or something similar to hospital, where it's clear that he's really not a resident, he is exempt totally from the mitzvah of mezuzah. Seif Chabez, a person leaves the house, he's supposed to leave the mezuzahs, meaning a person's moving out, he should leave the mezuzahs, and the second guy should pay according to the kids of Shulchan Aruch. I get to Shiloh all the time. However, the place can say that you can't force him to pay, but it's the right thing to do, so he should pay. And especially if he has other mezuzahs he wants to use himself, then he should switch it, and a person should do the right thing. Siv Chav Gimel, a person has a mitzvah asay every single second when it comes to the mitzvah mezuzah. Not only that, every time he looks at he meets up with the mezuzah, he should remember Yichud Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, and remember Hashem's love. We mentioned this a few times, and wake up from his sleep. And that the ultimate purpose is to know Hashem, and this is something nitzchi, it's everlasting. What an opportunity when a person has a mezuzah. Chazal say that when a person is wearing tefillin and on his arm, and he's wearing tzitzis on his body, and he has a mezuzah, he's muchzak shelo yechta. He's guaranteed he's not going to sin. It's one of the best ways to be protecting yourself, and he has what's called maskir. He has angels that are reminding Hashem, so to speak, on his behalf, and they save him from sin. And obviously women have this on a natural basis because they don't have to wear tefillin or tzitzis, but they still have to have a mezuzah. Chazal say that children die early if a person is not careful with this mitzvah. Also, someone that's careful with the mitzvah mezuzah has a richus yamim, and we mentioned that applies to women too. The Zohar says that a person is protected from the satan. The Marsha says that a person is protected from the natural kechas hateva and mazalos, like we just had, I think, recently, just yesterday, the likra levana, the eclipse. You wouldn't have to worry about any of this stuff. Siv chav dalet. When it comes to the mezuzah, since the mezuzah is to remind you of Yichud Hashem, therefore when you go in, you should kiss the mezuzah. That's one of the minhagim that we mentioned. Also, before a person goes to sleep, to put his hand on the mezuzah and to say, Hashem, shomri Hashem, tzidia, yad yemini Hashem, shmotzei, sivoi, me'at va'adoylam. A person should be careful not to touch the mezuzah directly. That's where you generally speaking, you have a glass container, etc. When it comes to Siv Chafei Mezuzah Yachid, an individual person should check his mezuzah twice in 7 years. Good shayla exactly how to break it up. But we already mentioned Shlomo Zalman Noach that this is not as binding as it was in the past. And if it's Shel Rabim, like in a shul, etc., it's twice in a Yovel in 50 years. Okay, here we go. We're starting the next Siman Yud Beis, which is Hilchas Tefillah. As everyone knows, Rambam and Ramban disagree. When is the mitzvah tefillah deraisa? But pastors, especially bezman hazeh, and before we get to ikvas of the meshicha in the akdama, beautiful akdama here we have from the Rambam and for the Pesukei Teshuvos. Before we get to meshicha, especially now, the ikar avoda is to daven. And as I mentioned, especially when a person's in a tzar, it's deraisa according to everyone. Now, in order to make sure our tefillahs are good, there's a concept called hikon. Hikon means to prepare ourselves. And one of the main ways of preparing ourselves is malbushe kava, to wear proper clothing. If a person was going to have a meter with a governor, a chash of a governor first, then they would wear proper clothing. Even if a person is davening b'chidus at home, the proper thing to do is to wear clothing. At least the type of clothing that a person would greet a person, and a chash of a person that shows up into your house. It doesn't have to be the king. But therefore, it's an important, and many times it's difficult and challenging, but this is the right thing to do. And there's a minig also to wear a gartel. Gartel, first of all, this gartel is a powerful item. It doesn't have to be really a gartel. You can wear a belt or something. This is done by men. They have to have what's called a mafsik between the lev and the erva. So even technically speaking, when a person's wearing clothing like an underwear, they have an elastic that also acts as a divider. But lechatchila, it's a nice thing to have a gartel. It doesn't seem to be dafka a chassidish azach. Okay. Now, when it comes to tzedakah, a person should give tzedakah before davening. It's based on the pasuk, "Ani b'tzedakah chazer panecha." Beautiful pasuk. If a person doesn't have tzedakah, he should think that he's going to give tzedakah, blineda. If a person has taka, but he has no, doesn't have someone to give it to, the Kaf Chaim says, take, give it from your right to your left. There's a mitzvah, the Kitzur quotes from the Arizal, to love every Jew before you daven, and that's the way to make sure that the tefillahs in the shul will go up and it will be rotzu in front of Hashem. Seif Gimel speaks about the idea, Chazal says, Shmo Raglecha, watch your feet, which is referring to a person going to the bathroom, meaning to say, the person has to make sure that he doesn't have to go to the bathroom. So if he has hargosha, he feels he has to go to the bathroom, he shouldn't daven lechatchila. Now, this is not talking about stam, a thought, a fleeting thought. You know, you're nervous today, people OCD. A person has to know if it's a type of thought that in a few minutes from now you will forget that you have to go to the bathroom, that's not considered hargosha. But if a person needs to go to the bathroom, lechatchila, he should go to the bathroom. However, if he is able to hold himself from going to the bathroom for 72 minutes, so then, meaning without relieving himself, so technically speaking, if he davened, he is still yotze. But if he davened, then he wasn't able to hold himself for 72 minutes. So the halacha is, it's called tefillah, so te'eva, and the person should have to daven again. Now, the gabe shliach tzibur, if a person started already davening, he can continue. If a person's oisik in a mitzvah, he can continue. If a person's even learning Talmud Torah, he can continue. Not only that, the Kitzur says that some say lechatchila, if a person is able to hold himself for 72 minutes, he could start davening, especially if he's choshesh that he's going to miss out on zman tefillah. Not only that, when it comes to Talmud Torah, a person, even if he has to go to the bathroom, could be meharer, like for example, if he's in shir. And lastly, if someone knows that he can't hold himself back from passing gas until he's going to finish Kriyat Shema Tefillah, according to the Kitzur Shonach, it's better to wait and even daven twice than to daven with passing gas. However, the Achronim, Balatanya, many others argue and say, no, just don't wait tefillin. And daven, say Kriyat Shema Tefillah, when a person has to pass gas, he should stop his davening. And if he could hold himself, at least for Kriyat Shema, that's the best way to do it. Meaning to say, you put on tefillin right after right before Kriyat Shema, and then you could take it off after Kriyat Shema and daven and do exactly like we just said. Have a beautiful day.